you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Gina Brion phoned the program. Gina's at the Funny Bone this weekend. GinaBrionComedy.com. She's from America's Got Talent. You probably saw her on TV if you watched the show. On there with Josh Blue last season. And she's in Omaha this weekend, but she's other places. Check out her website. Nick is other places, too. Where are you, Nick?
Yes, I will be at East of Omaha in Griswold, Iowa tonight in the Brew Coffee House and Tasting Room in Valley, Nebraska tomorrow night.
And when are you at the Barleycorn there? Is that in Wichita?
Yes, March 3rd and 4th, a Thursday and Friday.
And your names and lights down there.
Yeah, they put it on the marquee.
On the marquee.
Right.
All right, yeah.
Lights. There's a link to those tickets on my website, nicksallens.com.
They're not lights, but they're up there.
Letters.
They're letters. Yeah.
Those letters where you got to climb up the ladder and stick them on.
Right. Oh, the letters at least are lit.
Yeah. They might be.
It looks pretty cool. I saw it on social media. Yeah.
More of the 131 players that had Meatloaf in the Deadpool.
Yeah, we lost Meatloaf yesterday. That sucks.
Yeah. Include, but are not limited to, Douchewagon.
Yeah.
Let's see. Drunken Demon.
Well, how many people did you tell that were friends out there the horrible name?
Oh,
I saw the phone.
About a half a dozen calls and/or emails. Okay, what was it?
And were anybody disgusted with you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's not your fault.
All of them.
You called.
No, I don't think it was the disgust was directed at me, but there was just a general disgust and respect for the
how horrible it was.
For the horribleness of that name. Right. Yes. Yeah. And I'm sure this will make more calls come in.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Because we brought it up again.
Yeah. Nobody captures the spirit of the Deadpool better than that guy.
Oh my God.
Eat Me Nerd. It's a hit. As does Famous Anus. Bart Smucker.
That's his second hit.
Yeah, you've been doing that. You're going to screw up eventually.
He had the Tuskegee Airmen guy, didn't he?
Yeah. Yep.
Gin Sucks. Play Vodka. That's a hit.
Is that Todd, is that your list?
Gin Sucks. Play. I love that.
Yeah. Grandma's Gutter Cleaner gets a hit, and Harry Areola Surprise gets a hit.
Right. And we have a new leader right now, right?
We do. It's a new leader. And it is Asshat. Asshat leading the league. We've got like 13 players with two hits. Asshat leading the two-hit league.
Falling out of first place.
Quite a bit.
Who fell out of first place?
Let's see. Radar O'Reilly's Baby Hand fell out of first place. All the way, dropped all the way to number four. At number three, it's Two Pink Yam Holes. Death Watch at two. Asshat at one. Sophie's Second Choice at five. And the Deuce is on the table at number six.
I was thinking about Radar O'Reilly's Baby Hand. Gary Berghoff's hand is actually, small? And you don't see it? I've never really noticed that. I watched all of MASH.
Yeah,
now
they hit it.
Now I'm going to go back and watch that. And here's one of the reasons they had to hide that. He wouldn't have been drafted.
Right.
No?
Oh, no.
No? He couldn't even have volunteered for the Korean War. They said, nah, you got a baby hand there, dude.
Stay here.
Now, that was Korea, but it was on this date in 1977. President Carter pardoned almost all Vietnam War draft Dodgers.
Yep. Which was the right thing to do. He got crap for that.
He did. Yep. Was all that stuff?
I got a great uncle that's a Vietnam guy. I see him on Facebook. He lives in North Carolina. I haven't seen him in years.
He served. He went over there.
Yeah, he did. I don't think he didn't. I don't know if he. I don't remember much about. I think he might have been in the motor pool. I don't want to say that. He could have been in battle. I'm not sure, But he's still, every other week on his Facebook page, he's still hating Hanoi Jane.
Oh, man.
Still. His Uncle Butch, his name was Butch, his nickname was Butch. I want to say, hey, Uncle Butch, let that go. I'm just going to stay away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I haven't seen the
you
guy.
You can't yet. Win that one.
I haven't seen that guy in years.
Right. You don't want to trigger him.
No. He's still pissed at Jane Fonda. He hasn't seen a Jane Fonda movie since 1970.
A consistent level of hate.
Oh, yeah.
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 Students in school districts across the United States are staging walkouts today, as many started doing earlier this week, demanding action to protect them against the Omicron variant of the coronavirus.
No,
many are lobbying.
No. If you watch Fox News, the fact that they're not letting, you know, they're having full classes, we're failing our children.
Oh, yeah.
No, many are lobbying for remote learning options or more stringent testing.
If you're educated, you're not watching Fox.
Just toss them into the virus pit.
If you're educated at all, you're
otherwise,
not watching Fox. Yeah.
We're hurting our children.
Some of the biggest school districts in the country have reported recent absentee rates of 20% or higher.
Well, there's actual schools in this state, our state, that are taking it seriously and shutting down these schools for a week.
Mm-hmm.
The staff's sick.
Well, yeah, they don't have the staff.
No.
And by that, you mean failing our children, taking care of their health.
A somewhat interesting story on Ellen DeGeneres, I believe it was yesterday. Martha Stewart was on Ellen. And Martha said that at one point in time, she was dating.
Show. Pay to see that.
She was on the show.
Yeah.
Eh, whatever. She was dating. Martha said that at one point she was dating Anthony Hopkins, Hannibal Lecter.
So it was after Silence of the Lambs.
Yes. Yeah. After that.
Silence of the Goats is Puss's memoir coming out next week.
Right. And he doesn't want all the stories about them being silenced.
He double flipped me with a turn up, too. He turned him up and flipped me off on that
little
one.
Little flare on that one.
He did.
And so from Ellen yesterday, here's Martha Stewart talking about dating Anthony Hopkins back in the day.
I dated Sir Anthony Hopkins, but broke up with him because I couldn't stop thinking of him as Hannibal Lecter. I have a big, scary house in Maine that's way by itself on 100 acres in the forest. And I couldn't even imagine taking Anthony Hopkins there.
Yeah.
I love that. It comes around the corner.
All I could think of was him eating, you know.
Right. Wait, did you date him?
Yeah.
And you stopped because of that?
Yeah.
Were you listening, Ellen?
Yeah, she wasn't listening at all.
The hell
she
was
said,
that?
I dated him and I had to stop.
Is Ellen checked out already? She started the conversation out by saying, I dated him. Now, you're right. A big old mansion somewhere. You come around the corner and Anthony Hopkins is standing there. No expression whatsoever. That's Hannibal Lecter.
Yep. Yeah, Ellen would fit in here.
Yeah. Thank you.
She should work here.
Thank you.
She should work here.
Yeah, but it's one-on-one.
Yeah.
And you're still distracted.
She's sold out. She's done. When's her last show?
That Martha Stewart one?
Yeah.
Or the one before that?
Yeah.
You would figure when Martha crawled into bed with...
No. When is the Ellen DeGeneres last show? She's retired.
Oh,
right?
She is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, apparently it was some time ago.
Yeah. It was halfway through that question. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So she probably wouldn't like it if I made the noise.
I should hate that.
It'd be funny if you had that mask you wore around for no reason, you know.
Or just flung stuff on her when she walked by.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He was always flinging.
Actually, it was a guy beside him did that.
Oh, that's right.
That's right. He talked him into killing himself. Right. Scary movie. Great movie, too.
SNL stars Pete Davidson and Colin Jost bought a ferry. You may have heard last week.
They're both from Staten Island.
Staten Island.
Yeah, you may have heard last week that on one of New York City's iconic Staten Island ferries, they were going to sell it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And they couldn't find a buyer, cut it to about half price. You know, it can't really go anywhere. You know, it's not too functional, but it's still sturdy.
Make a restaurant on it.
And so they ended up, Pete Davidson and Colin Jost ended up buying it for a quarter mil.
Well, that's a lot of money to spend just to sit there. What are they going to do with it?
Well, it was decommissioned, the John F. Kennedy. They bought it at an auction for, well, okay, $280,000.
That's a lot of money.
And so they're going to turn it into a comedy club.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And bank it on the Staten Island side, obviously?
No, it's staying where it is.
Well, okay.
They're in partnership with a Manhattan comedy club owner, planned to turn the nearly 60-year-old ship into a live entertainment venue. The ship can't move, but it's structurally sound. Apparently, they're going to have it towed to a shipyard where they can continue their plans.
Some guy was in a meeting the other day, texted us, and the guy running the meeting said the word shift about 40 times in two hours. Maybe long, less than a half hour, maybe. And the guy, he said he had to bite his tongue the whole time. He said, thank you.
He's not paying attention at all.
Thank you,
Effort. Like, shift.
I can't say it. I can't say it.
Yeah, I think if I'm Pete Davidson in that situation, I'm not going halvesies with Colin Jost because he's still got Scarlett Johansson money at home.
Yeah, well.
I got $5 on it, yeah. Colin. You covered the rest.
Yeah, well, he's hanging out with Kim Kardashian. Not that
money. Well, that's true.
They both got money.
I think he's doing all right.
Yeah, I think both those guys are not worried about this impacting their finances too much.
So, speaking of SNL, Will Forte.
Oh.
And I heard the clip off the air. We'll play the clip on there. The promo, he's standing there with the band Manskin. What are they called?
Moneskin.
They're French.
Are they out of Italy?
They're not French.
I thought they were
Swedish, aren't they?
I thought they were Italian.
I forget.
Baba is Swedish.
We narrowed it down.
They're foreign.
They're definitely foreign.
Do we hear something from another continent?
Puss? Where are they from?
Manskin.
I thought it was Italy.
Okay. Either way.
Never mind.
Well, they're foreign. They're foreigners. But it's the band stand there, Will Forte and
Kenan Thompson.
And
in this promo, Kenan Thompson hopes that Will hasn't forgotten him when Will was on SNL back in the day.
Will Forte, and I'm hosting SNL this week with Moneskin. It's so great to see you, man. You know, we used to work together when I was at the show.
Yeah, I know. Good to see you too, man. Yeah. You know, I was worried when you left that you were going to get all Hollywood and forget about me.
Me? Hollywood? Are you kidding? Of course I remember you, Cregan.
Cregan?
How could I forget Michael Cregan, my favorite lighting guy?
Yeah, Michael. Okay.
They're letting you do the promos now. That's awesome, buddy. Keep it up. So do we get it? Because I'm only going to do the one take.
Then he runs off camera and yells, "Where's my sashimi?" Yeah, that's at the end of that. I only cut it there, but he runs off camera. "Where's my sashimi?"
Maneskin is, as my mom used to say, Italian.
Italian. Yeah.
I thought so. Craig hates the Megan song.
I do.
I don't even know it. But I saw.
You know the Four Seasons
version?
I
probably recognize it.
I don't listen to that kind of channel, but I did see a video of those with another song, which I actually liked. It was a harder rock song.
Yes, I like that one. I loathe this one.
I don't know the Four Seasons song.
Yeah, but the current
I love the Four Seasons, though.
It is a Four Seasons cover. And what, I think they do
Four Seasons
a pretty good
song?
Job. Megan.
Okay.
With apostrophe N. B-E-G-G-I-N. Like the strips.
Okay. As in strips, I got it.
Mm-hmm. Only you.
So apparently in San Francisco, and I imagine other places as well, car break-ins are a big problem. But now thieves are also targeting license plates, and victims are getting parking citations. Katie Lyons found that somebody stole the plates from her Audi, then put them on a similar car. And then they got multiple street cleaning and expired meter citations.
Oh. So they're not only stealing, they're just switching them around. And
they're joke. More than a joke. Oh, they want to park without getting a ticket.
I got it. Yeah.
That's pretty smart.
There's something for that. Yeah, there's something to that
smart,
for sure.
Right.
They can just go to that car wash you went to and grab plates.
That's right. Mm.
According to new archaeological research published in the Antiquity Journal, an ancient pre-Incan empire in South America, the Huari Empire, in modern-day Peru, between about 600 AD and 1000 AD, likely prospered thanks to the political alliances forged during feasts while consuming beer laced with hallucinogenic drugs.
Rock and roll.
There you go.
Yeah.
A beer-like drink made from the fruit of mull trees, M-O-L-L-E, trees.
Nobody drove home from that event, then.
Combined with psychotropic seeds, vilca seeds.
Everybody walked.
They say that these vilca seeds are still rarely used as a hallucinogen in ancient, or they are still used as a hallucinogen in ancient South America. According to National Geographic, it's an intense out-of-body experience, similar to ayahuasca, but when it's inhaled, it quickly leads to blackout, vomiting, and visions. Not a social drug, apparently. But when these seeds are combined
with... who you're hanging out with.
Yeah, but when these seeds are combined with this beer, as these people are believed to have done 1,000 years ago, the drug's impact is weakened and prolonged. You know where you are. You know who you are with, but you also know you're not quite in the same place as when the event began.
That sounds like a fun night.
Especially
a like drug that you have to chase with beer.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's in the beer.
Eat some beer.
It's part of the beer.
Okay.
To make that now.
Exactly. It's a mushroom beer.
It's just weed that kills. Beer doesn't. We got beer all over this state.
Yeah, they say that infusing this beer with the berries from the vilca seeds makes a smoother, more enduring high that could be enjoyed collectively.
Yeah.
A sense of community at these festivals is what they were looking for.
South America is kind of uptight about drugs. I don't think anything's legal on the continent there, even weed.
In some places, they're working on it for sure.
But I know you go to retreats to eat that, what's it called, ayahuasca?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's a bunch of retreats in Peru.
Yeah. But that's also, that's one of those guided highs,
yes,
right?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's like a spa kind of thing.
Yeah, when somebody holds your hand through it.
So that's what they were doing to...
What if you got a guided high where the guy was just like, it was his last day, and he just decided just to have fun?
Not care.
Take your clothes off. Yeah. Jump around like a monkey. Yeah.
You're out of your body. The out-of-body experience does not sound
like a good time. Yeah, that might be a little freaky. Might not want to do that one.
Maybe not.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
A rescue crews had to go to a home under construction in New York, Irvington, New York. Apparently there was a deer there that got caught in freshly poured cement.
I probably wanted to put his hoof print in there for it. Before it.
Yeah.
They're building a house. So I'll put my footprint and run away. You know, that's cool.
2022.
2022. You drew it in with his antelope. I mean, his antler, excuse me.
Hilarious. Yeah.
Did they get it out?
I meant to say antelope, but
yeah,
wrong.
He's just fine. Yeah. Hey, just let it go.
What a dumb deer.
The deer doesn't know.
Have you ever said smart deer? I don't think they're that smart.
No.
The deer doesn't know.
Oh, no, they're not smart at all.
He put his hoof in there.
Well, thinking, not about concrete. Not about wet concrete, they're not.
Nope.
They're
a lot of humans aren't either. But when you take your if you're listening, put your hoof in there and take it out right away. Then just put your pattern in there.
They're also not smart about traffic.
Right. No.
Years of walking out in front of cars, they would catch on. But nope.
They hit you. No, I hit a dumb deer
years ago.
Or
you hit them.
Yeah.
NASA wants help with ideas about recycling on Mars. They're launching a waste-to-base challenge. People can submit suggestions for ways to recycle trash, waste, carbon dioxide, foam packaging materials during a 2 to 3 year crewed mission to Mars.
It sounded like they were going to go have a meeting in Mars.
I know.
And talk about recycling.
Right.
But this is specifically on Mars.
Yes.
Not just the meeting. It's recycling.
Yeah,
on
and
Mars.
You can help them out. Look into it. You can...
Good luck cleaning up the waste on Uranus, Craig.
Matt Damon, he recycled his own waste to make the potatoes.
Potatoes! Yeah. Yes, he did. He shaved his own poop.
Yeah. Rehydrated it and fertilized the potatoes.
Great movie.
Hilarious.
I do love the movie.
What is there on Mars to recycle?
The stuff they brought with them.
Pack it in, pack it out.
Yeah.
All the crap we put up there.
We think deer are dumb, Nick.
the store's
on Mars.
You think this would be more of a concern on Earth?
Yeah, we should probably invent ways to do it here. Maybe, if you do it in space, we learn a lot from there,
Man, Tyler's just throwing haymakers in there.
New study adds
you guys
more.
You're still in the playoffs. We're not. I'm going to be swinging okay. You guys. Well, that's all I got, man.
That's why we're bitter?
Yes. It's going to get worse when one of your team loses. One of them will lose.
Apparently, we just get called dumb when our teams win. I don't know what to...
No, Nick was dumb when he figured why was there waste on Mars?
Well, they can't be that much.
Yeah.
What, do they send something up there once every 4 years?
Say, well, it's because I bring them up here.
This doesn't seem like it would be that big of a problem.
Yeah, you're right. It doesn't seem that way. I apologize
for
calling you dumb.
Well, it's for when we send a manned mission up. How do we recycle the stuff once we get there?
To make the most of what we took.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. We're going to find Nick stuck in the cement outside here. Yeah.
It's like, I'm a deer.
Tyler, you familiar with Doylestown, PA?
I am. That's a Philly,
I've heard of that.
That's a Philly fan.
Police say they have identified the man known as Cash Squatch.
What's he do?
This guy, Steeler fan, robs a...
No, Philly fan.
Oh, come on.
Eagle fan. Yeah.
Does he hide in the woods and give away money?
This guy robs a gas station covered in scented kitchen trash bags. Scented.
Oh,
the ones that smell.
Ours smell like that.
They smell pretty. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, put them on you and rob a gas station.
Well, why are they scented?
According to reports. What?
That's the ones he buys. Okay.
The ones he's stolen. I don't know. Yeah. Jonathan Nelson wanted for a robbery of the Sunoco. He disguised himself by wrapping vanilla-scented trash bags around his legs, waist, and head, and then he ditched them a few hundred yards from the crime scene.
So the tracking dogs can't find him? I don't really get this.
Clever.
Is that why?
So they didn't know who he was. Right. They wanted to find him. So they did DNA testing on the trash bags.
Yeah, because his hands were
figured
in them, right?
Him out. Right. And now... The DNA led authorities to Mr. Nelson's identity. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to call the police so they can snag.
Well, he's an idiot.
Cash Squatch.
What's his first name?
Check the woods.
What's his name?
Cash.
Jonathan Nelson.
They probably just asked people in Doylestown. Oh, yeah, he lives right there.
Right.
He's some idiot, obviously.
Curious what DNA they pulled off. Did he slobber on it?
Well, he probably wore, who knows, skin had to be on there, right?
Hair.
Hands, maybe.
Yeah, some splooge.
That's it. That's what I was thinking. Yeah. All right.
He really enjoys robbery.
Yeah, he loves it.
What else are you going to do when you're wearing a trash bag?
Masturbating him. All right. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.